peace and love, love and eternal light. You should know that circumstances and situations are always changing. That is the nature of this life. Everything has a beginning. It grows, remains for some time, starts to decay and dwindle away, and then finally, it dies. All things must die. But what we see and perceive as physical death is simply yet another change. A change in state, form, and energy. On a more subtle level, all things are but a wave of energy. And the laws of physics do agree that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It merely changes its state and form. Nothing can remain stagnant, still, or stationary for too long. That is also the nature of this transitory existence and experience. All things are temporary, but you, your essence is changeless. If you are to remain always joyous and in a state of happiness, your happiness must be grounded and solidified only in your changeless existence and not in anything man-made or made of this changeable world. Your constant affirmation must be, as long as I exist, I will be happy. Happiness dependent on circumstances, people, or anything outside of yourself is sure to eventually bring you sadness, depression, and agony. By attaching your happiness to your possessions, your wants, your desires, and or your occupations is to be forever tossed on the waves of change onto the shores of sorrow. You must live with the realization and understanding that nothing is mine. Nothing is mine. And because this is so, I can freely and willingly let things go. Claim nothing as your own and consider all things that are in your company and in your possession to be borrowed gifts that you will one day have to give back to the universe. This is the way to freedom and eternal happiness. Non-attachment to possessions, circumstances, and even this mortal life in mortal form. The more we attempt to own or cling to a thing, the deeper we are digging ourselves into a grave of deepening unhappiness. Give gratitude for the things that you have. Give gratitude to the things that you have, the things that may be in your possession, and the relationships that are present in your life, as well as the opportunities and endeavors that you may be engaged in or that may present themselves. But understand that one day it will change, and they are constantly changing the moment they begin. Now, you can say that they are constantly dying, but as death is only a state of change, but in essence, they are constantly growing into the next stage of evolution, into the next stage of change. And so when change occurs, be ready for a new stage of growth and a new level of experience. Change is good. Change is good when you begin to welcome a new change. Change only becomes unfavorable, unpleasant, and unbearable when you cling to it. You are free. You are free. Your existence has been one of constant change and evolution into what you appear to be now and what you are now. Many times you have loved. For eons you have lost and gained. But God has kept you close. He has healed your wounds, renewed your spirit, and sent you back into the world and into creation to learn His ways. Place your happiness in God, only in God, the one eternal, changeless spirit. In all of your nights of sorrow, all of your nights of sorrow will fade in the sunshine of His presence. In the company of His light, you will be guided, you will be protected, and freed from all of your worries. Only in God are you safe. Only in God are you truly free. This world is constantly changing and improving itself, but it is all temporary. It is ever fading back into what it has come from. All things change. All things are temporary. Appreciate them while you have them. Give them back to God as they dwindle away and change. Only in God and only in yourself can you remain in a changeless state of happiness and free from the delusion of this transitory world. Build your relationship with yourself. Build your relationship with your source. Strengthen that relationship. Nurture that relationship. Devote yourself more and more to that relationship. Because only in that relationship, only in that relationship, are you truly free. And are you eternally unfolding into happiness. I send you my love. I send you my peace. My prayers are for your peace, your peace in mind, your peace in heart, and your peace in soul. God love, eternal love, eternal happiness and joy. Love. Love. Love.